Welcome back to the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. I am CDJ, joined by JB Huskers. JB, how are you?
Good. We are getting by the weekend, then we are game time for a good chunk of us. Probably the diehards are probably going to be playing this here at the start of the week.
The news and the game videos will be coming out pretty hardcore this weekend. By the time people hear this, might want to get on Twitch. You may want to get on YouTube and start looking up your favorite YouTube creators. For example, so the EA Sports College Football Twitter account put a list of the creators who will be putting out videos beginning on Saturday. I'm assuming that goes to the weekend, but it sounds like definitely on Saturday. Go check out why there's about 30 names there. I didn't count them, but looks like you're going to be swamped with content. Quickly, JB, are you kind of like me? You're at the point now where there's nothing they can really show you to get you more interested in the game, that it's almost, to me, it's almost like we've reached the third trailer for a movie, that you know you're going to see something you'd rather see on your own versus in a trailer.
Yeah, honestly, I think I'm going to stay away from any streaming, any Dynasty, any Road to Glory, anything, any run-throughs like that. I think I'm just going to honestly just stay away from this weekend just so I could see it for my first time as I'm playing it myself. So I really honestly just want to kind of witness it for myself as I'm playing through it. I don't know what I'm going to do first. Obviously, I'll probably do a play now game first, maybe set up a Dynasty, maybe set up the initial recruiting play game there, and then maybe get kickstarted into Road to Glory, which we're going to be talking about tonight, which is got a lot of interesting stuff in it.
Yeah, that's a good teaser, JB. We're going to run through the news first and then get to Road to Glory. Lots of little news broke out during the day. And I agree with you. I think streaming-wise, I am going to catch part of it. And the one I'm really going to make it a point to watch is tomorrow on the official EA Sports College Twitch.tv account. They're going to have people playing the game all day long, Saturday and Sunday, maybe I should say all afternoon and evening on. We reached the point of the year, and I'm not trying to say this to be mean, but every year they have name the title. They have people play the game, and some are really excellent, and others, no offense, look like they've never played a game before. So hopefully all these people have got a little practice time in, so it makes the game look good. But the one I'm looking forward to is on Saturday, July 13th, 6 p.m. Eastern until 8. Two of the game's developers will be doing a Dynasty 101 developer showcase. That's the one I'm going to make sure that I'm home to watch. I know you and I were similar in terms of we've seen enough. But you're shielding from Dynasty. I'm shielding from like the team intros, and like I want to go on the road and feel that stuff for the first time on my TV. I don't get the same feeling through my phone or laptop, but I am looking forward to that Dynasty 101. Now, granted, if it gets a little too spoilery and a little too in-depth, maybe I'll tune out. But just to get the basics down and see it, I always get more fun when the developers walk through a feature than I do reading a blog. So I'm really interested to watch those 2 hours. Those are the two I'm going to probably block out to watch tomorrow.
Yeah, it looks like on Sunday at noon Eastern, it might be that might be the start of a transfer portal.
The loser leaves town between Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
You think, yeah,
WWE somebody, style.
Somebody might hit the transfer portal out after that one.
Let's say Donovan Edwards is playing. We know he's pretty good from what he did to Bordeaux, so we'll see if he can do that to MMG. I'm not familiar with MMG skills, but I know Donovan looked pretty good the other night. Let's get to some of the game news real quick here. Lots of little things. This is the question we've been getting a lot from people. They want to know, is there a coach mode? And Drew, who is not the expert on YouTube, there's a lot of not the experts, but he's the official one apparently. He says there is a coach mode setting in CFB 25 where you can have the computer control all of the player movement and decision making after the snap. You can still call audibles and hot routes pre-snap. So basically there is a coach mode in the game. So there's a lot of people asking us, and thank goodness that is back in the game.
So then you can laminate your celebration card and put it up in front of you as you're watching. And
We should have teased that. Make sure you go to gamingtailgate.com for that celebration guide. That's only been like the most massive tweet I think we've ever put out. And Drew, we'll get more to him in here in a little bit. He did a Reddit AMA answering game questions, and a lot of good information came out of that, things people wanted to know. But let's get to some more game details here. I want to go to Scott O'Gallagher, the design director. Like I said, I think just once a day he grabs his phone, like, I want to get trending. I want to see if I can get my phone alerts, notifications look like a slot machine. So he starts off, I believe this was yesterday, on Thursday, some other wear and tear gems. Wear and tear adjust based on quarter length. Ratings fluctuate. You can see a -6 on an attribute, but once he heals, he's back to normal. I think we thought that one, if I understand that correctly, but it's still nice to get confirmation. This is one that I really like. You can see a player's wear and tear in the formation play call. And if you're listening to us, he has a picture here of basically, it's a formation, actually, not a specific play, but on this formation, there's a wide receiver out left, number 11, and around his circular icon is it's yellow to give you a status on its wear and tear. I don't believe we've seen that in any of the screens. If we did, I sure missed it. Maybe I need my eyes checked, but I'm beginning to think this is something that was recently added and we're seeing it for the first time. Some pretty cool stuff there. And let's go before JB, you cut in. Scott also yesterday mentioned that in case you see it, and he said this is the plan for a future patch. And I think that those words are worth noting, the plan. I don't think this is a guarantee, but the plan. You'll get in-game injury equipment swapping for wrist, elbow, foot, or ankle injuries. You can choose gear to keep players going. The example he gives with an ankle injury, you can spat. The player will heal, but acceleration, change of direction, and speed will take a hit. That seems like a pretty cool feature, like a hardcore feature. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting to see there. You know, obviously it's risk reward. They probably have a chance to really hurt it if you keep going with them. But, you know, adding that with the wear and tear, there's a lot of management in game that's going to be a lot of fun. I especially think it's going to be something you want to pay attention with your running backs, especially if you're a run heavy team. You're going to have to at least find a playbook that implements two running backs within your system. That way you can easily go back. I don't know how quick it's going to be to be able to sub in and out, but you're going to have to manage that, especially I think with running backs. Wide receivers, you know, you have so many on your team. I think you can probably play around that. Quarterback, obviously, but hopefully the quarterback doesn't, you know, isn't a pin, isn't like a softy in two hits, and you
Not
gotta
Mr.
end up,
Glass.
yeah, you end up having to replace him. But I think the hardest, the biggest thing you gotta manage is probably gonna be your running backs with this system.
Yeah, then I think mobile quarterbacks too, but that's the perception I get. If you take a lot of basically if you take a lot of hits, you're gonna pay for it. And wide receivers, like you said, if you aren't running them on a lot of reverses and don't spam it to one receiver all the time, I get the perception you'll be okay. Let's go to not the expert. He was on the Reddit AMA, and we got a lot of information there, some good, some confirmation on things we maybe didn't want to know exactly. I will say, first off, Chance U alum put together some highlights on Reddit. That's good. And I will say, but he also missed a few things, and that's easy to do because there's so many questions, so many answers coming in. But here's the Reddit AMA, and I will go through real quickly here. We could spend a whole hour on this, and I'd rather, no offense, rather not, but I do want to go through some of these things. He kind of took some heat, and I don't think he should have. In his Kennesaw State video he put out yesterday, his Dynasty walkthrough, he was able to get a 5-star quarterback, and I've not had a chance to watch it because I'm kind of like you, where I'm picking and choosing what to watch, but I have read a lot about this. It sounds like he got it in year one, a 5-star quarterback. So there was a lot of complaints saying Kennesaw State should not be able to do that. And the Dynasty blog mentioned that in recruiting, you know, the small schools it'd be very difficult. And I don't know if they said impossible. I don't think they went that far. So it's one of those that just on its surface right here, and there's more to the story, but on its surface, you have to wonder, was this just anecdotal? Was this a fluke? You know, what happened? Can every 1-star program go and get a 5-star quarterback? But it sounds like from what I've read, and he talked about this a little later, it just lined up perfectly in terms of proximity to home. The right deal breakers lined up with Kennesaw State. For some reason, other schools didn't recruit him, and that's probably the issue, biggest issue at fault. He did go on later to say, and like I said, there's so much through here, but he mentioned that EA says they are going to be tweaking and tuning recruiting up until, you know, before that day one patch. So maybe it was a fluke. And I know he Drew, unfortunately, took some heat. People said, "Oh, this cheesing YouTuber," and I'm thinking this is the best thing that could have happened. That's the whole point of playing the game early. Figure out how to break it so they can fix it. That's the whole dang point of this thing. So I'm glad he was able to find, you know, that this is possible. So maybe they can look and see, is this a potential issue and rectify it.
Yeah, I don't know if as a EA or anybody from EA addressed this yet.
I know, but to be fair, they aren't addressing a lot of things. I mean, I don't blame them because they can't go,
Going into
you
the
know,
turtle shell for this one.
they can't put out every fire or proceed
No,
fire.
but this is a, you know, been
But they let
widely
him.
seen.
But they let him kind of come out and say that he has mentioned it to them and that they are going to tweak or tune some things. I don't know if it's server side or patch, but I know he mentioned the words day one. In his video, he also, there are several issues that kind of got the community going. One was they weren't a big fan of the sim stats, but he came out and said that a developer reached out to him and said that the sorting feature was actually broke in his build. So some of those, like for example, there was only like maybe 6 running backs that had 1,000 yards. No, there were more. He just couldn't see them because we went to sort. It wasn't pulling all the numbers up. And I think we're going to go down the line here to get these knocked out, which we can get to Road to Glory. There's no recruiting slider, kind of tying into that earlier point. There's no slider to make it more difficult or make it easier. So the way it is the way it is. I don't know if that's good or bad, obviously, without having played it.
That's just the way it is.
There is, somebody asked him if there's dynamic lighting, and he believes no, that if you start a game at 3:30, it's going to end basically with the 3:30 lighting. I don't know if that's 100% confirmation, because I don't know. Obviously, if he's played a ton, if he's been in Dynasty, he may. It sounds like he's simmed quite a bit. This is where I get a little bit confused. He had people asking him about formations and mass subs and quick subs. And it seems like now I'm under the impression, and I don't know why this, we can't get an answer on this when we are less than, by the time people hear this, we're 48 hours away probably from that early access release. The impression I get from his AMA, and this could change with the videos that come out on Saturday, there are no formation or mass subs. But there are quick subs. That's the impression I'm getting. And I don't know if maybe Drew or some other people are not using the right terminology, or maybe I'm wrong on terminology, but that's what I'm hearing now. So there's some community consternation, and I understand it completely that it may be a pain to do the substitutions with the wear and tear system.
Yeah, how quickly is the quick subs going to be? How easily are you going to be able to flip that running back in, that wide receiver out, things like that?
It sounded like he did mention that specifically. Somebody asked about the right stick. They don't use the word quick sub, but I know what they're talking about. And it did sound like he did kind of mention that running backs and receivers were easy. I believe that's the verbiage he used. But it sounds like any other position you might be a little more difficult. But I got to think for the most part, though, like we mentioned earlier, those are the two positions where you're going to have the injuries and fatigue. So maybe it'll be okay. But it is disappointing that in college football, when you get, that big blowout lead, everybody likes to do the mass subs to get your second teamers in. And now we got to go in position by position. That I understand year one, some things weren't going to make it, but dang, dang. Hopefully, I
I
get
don't
some good
even think,
26 day
but I
one.
don't think you could do that in Madden, even today.
Yeah, that I don't know. I don't
I don't think
remember.
you can, if I remember right. I haven't played Madden lately, but
But this is a different game than Madden. It's not a reskin.
oh,
So, I mean, they could have.
but I was talking about the latest, last year's release. I don't think you could
Right.
do it. I don't think you'd be able to. I don't think you've been able to do that in Madden for years. So, though it's nice to be able to do, but at
Right.
the same time, I see what you're saying, especially because you want to save injuries if you're up,
Right.
or you want to get people's experience. I don't know. Have you seen it from people that have been playing it, or people that have been posting about it? Is wear and tear? How about what about the other side of the coin? Is the defense? Are people seeing wear and tear on the defense at all, or no?
I'll be honest, I have not heard anybody say that. Or if they have, I've missed it.
Yeah,
That's good. That's a very good question.
I was kind of curious about that.
Because I know EA, when they talk about it, it's, taking the hits. What about giving the hits? Sometimes when you give a hit, that can hurt you just as much as the guy who's getting the hit. Or if you get trucked, I don't know. That's something that I, in my opinion, hasn't been talked about much, but maybe I missed it. And that's the air quote problem. Tomorrow we're going to have 30 people putting out videos plus the Twitch stream. There's no way to consume all that. So somebody might have like the best dang video or the one piece of information you want. You better hope somebody makes a summary on Reddit or on the Gaming Tailgate or on Twitter and you find it. Now, some other things he mentioned. You can change gear on anyone. So that's one of those. The editing is one of the big questions still out there. You cannot change their uniform numbers for anybody. And Drew made it clear that what he thinks is the worst part of the game is the limited editing. And there's still this push of people really want the ability to change uniform number, which makes sense because you don't want, for example, if you recruit an athlete who defaults to, say, the number 87 and you put him at quarterback, you will have a quarterback with the number 87, which is going to look weird for a lot of people.
You got to think that there's some sort of setting that they have to where they're not giving quarterbacks that number, but
I get the perception, I think Drew even mentioned it in his, is that EA is so concerned about lawsuits. So they're trying to
I
minimize
know,
any way to
and
have resemblance. And that's the price we're paying for having named roster. It was never going to be as simple as just pay the players and we have the same game. This is the other side of the coin. Okay, you get real players, but your editing's all but gone.
and people should have expected that.
Right. And as I said, that's the price you pay for progress. The final few points of Drew's AMA, which I think are worth mentioning. Pipelines can be upgraded with coach abilities. And if I understood Drew correctly, and if you cannot add pipelines, that's something that people were telling us if we talked about it. Oh, no, guys, you can add pipelines. And I thought that sure it was not what that blog said. So
So
basically,
they're saying they're giving you pipelines are basically just giving you a better chance to land them
the
with the.
pipelines are set by historical data, if I understand it correctly. So whatever they view as X number of years, schools have certain ties to certain regions, those stay. And whatever your coach has his pipeline set for. It sounds like you can change the tiers, like make it a stronger benefit or boost or perk,
Yeah.
but I don't think you can
That's what they
make a
mean
new
by
pipeline.
upgrading it. Yeah. By.
Yes. So maybe that's why people got confused and thought, oh no, you can add him. Because somebody asked him in the AMA, if I make it, if I'm at Georgia State and make a pipeline too, and I forget what state they used, can I do that? And he said no, but he did say the pipelines are a pretty strong bonus or boost. So it sounds like you will want to look at your school, look at your coach, and recruit those regions because you do get a pretty good boost. There is an auto subs slider fitting into that whole how do you get players in and out. There is a slider for it, so you can tweak that just like in Madden in the past. We just have to hope that it works properly. That was always an issue that sometimes guys go to the bench and never came back in. Home field advantage, I thought one thing he said was interesting, that road players will start cold unless you have the necessary abilities to counter it. But I think depending how cold makes them play, that could be something as a point of controversy after launch. Because do teams always start out cold on the? I understand if that, I'm understanding him accurately. Sure, I understand the point. They want home field advantage to be a factor, but does every team? Because sometimes home teams come in and they sometimes lollygag or they come in asleep at games as well. But I understand it's a video game. Every game home field advantage is so important this year. Big feature. I'm interested to see how it works. I'm not going to condemn it, but I do have questions. Obviously, Monday about 1 o'clock, or excuse me, Monday evening, I'll have my answer. As of right now, it's just kind of things to think about. And the last thing he mentioned in there that I think is worth bringing up, and he's answered a lot of questions, so I do appreciate him doing that for the community. Insta commits. He said there are not insta commits. He says insta commit feature exists, but you have to have the ability. He said it is locked in the hardest skill tree, in the CEO tree. And to get that, you need to have two national championships and have 100 points spent throughout other trees. So I don't know if insta commit means, because that one screenshot we thought very much meant you could get them because it said verbally committed. Does insta mean that they are locked in and cannot de I don't, there are lots of questions. I mean, we're 48 hours basically from launch and we still have lots of questions. And as we mentioned, the EA Sports Comfortable Twitch account is live. They've had it on the main press start button or press any button screen now for several hours. And theme song going the whole time. So if you want to get a good MP3 backdrop of it, you can go, Steve, you can get that audio ripped from there.
When did they go live? When did they go, like a year ago?
That would have been funny. I think they went sometime this afternoon and we mentioned
Yeah, it's just been sitting there.
they will kick in at noon tomorrow with
Oh, so they're just let that sit overnight?
that's what I'm
Oh
guessing.
man, there's like 300 people watching it right now.
With their Hillwood stream of Frankie Walker and LeBron James.
That's kind
Yeah,
of funny.
earlier there was about, I think, about 800 to 900 people. I think they've realized nothing's going to happen
Oh,
today.
it's been going for 6.5 hours. You can see it on the bottom right.
Let's get to Road to Glory, JB. This is something that a lot of people really love the mode. It was one of the first features we knew were going to be in the game way back in November of 22 when EA came out and said Dynasty and Road to Glory will be in the game. There's lots in this block. We're not going to get to everything because it'd probably take us 8 hours to do so. One thing they wanted to do, I think it's worth mentioning in the notes here, they want to be fast and fun and highly replayable. They mentioned this is the foundation. This year lays the groundwork for the future and enhancements, ensuring your journey as a college athlete continues to evolve and improve. Like I kind of mentioned last year, I get the impression this is less of story. This isn't NBA 2K with Orange Julius or whatever the character's name was. This is very much your character, and you can kind of choose how you evolve, like your activities. But there's not going to be obviously wild cutscenes of an apartment or friends coming in, anything like that. We knew that
No,
the
no girlfriends? Come
I
on.
don't believe unless they text you in this game, I do, but I don't think so. There's no high school mode in this. You don't play high school to determine your rating. You get to pick it right off the bat. I know Chris Vanini, when he mentioned this, was it 2 months ago? I think he used the word it was cut. So I wonder if there were plans for it and then it fell through. I actually think that's probably accurate.
Yeah.
You get to pick where you start at. If you want to be a 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, or 2-star. Obviously, it sounds like if you want to play right away and not do all the practice and position battles and whatnot, you just go elite. But if you like that grind and want to work up the depth chart, which I'm sure a lot of the YouTube storytellers are going to do, they're going to pick that underdog. So you got to put in a lot of work. And obviously, if you pick that elite, you get more skill points and add extra mental abilities right off the bat.
Yeah, a lot of replayability here with all the different positions, the different branches you can go here. And I think the blog might have mentioned it too, that's going to give you a good amount of replayability for those that are fans of the mode.
Yeah, I think they wanted to see every time you play it, would be different. Whereas if you do a story, I mean, it's going to be the same thing each time. I think this is a better way to go, but obviously without seeing it, I'm not going to write a 5-star review, but I understand what they're doing with this. five positions: quarterback, halfback, receiver, middle linebacker, cornerback. Kind of the things we expected. No defensive lineman, no kicker. Unfortunately,
I was hoping for center this year.
If you based on the position, you get to pick your archetype, and obviously within that, you get to pick a little bit more with abilities. It'll make more sense once we know all the abilities. That's why I'm really looking forward to Monday to dig in and learn what all of them finally mean. They can talk about it, but you only get a few at a time. It's really tough to grasp it, in my opinion. The creative player, kind of the basic thing we've always had. Of course, they make sure to show off all the uniform options throughout this blog, and you know, you get to see.
Is that McCaffrey?
Maybe, except with a Officer Favre mustache over there. And obviously after that, you get to pick some mental abilities. And I think this is where if you pick like elite, you get to pick, I understand it, you'll have an extra one, but you could pick among here one of the three here. And like they say, if you pick elite or blue chip, which is five or four star, you get an additional mental.
Who names their kid Kyrus?
Kyrus? I don't know. I don't
know. Kyrus, really, yes.
I'm sure there's a back. Some of these, like, it's very obvious what the backstory or joke or reasoning is. Some of these I don't get. I'm not in on the joke. Okay, once you finally get your mental abilities in, you can start the mode. So it looks like there's quite a bit to do. It begins where you have an EA loves the phone interview system. That's what we had in NBA Live. I believe does Madden have kind of a similar, you know, text response format? I've never seen a college kid's desk that was this clean and with a coffee cup like that.
That ain't coffee.
Yeah, what they need is like a empty couple of monster cans and so many papers here you can't see the desk. Then I would believe it's a little more realistic.
Then call him Kyle.
and nobody uses those big pens anymore. But Donna Harper, you talked to her. Your conversation with her will formulate your own ideal pitch. Basically, if you want to compete for a title or be a starter, that'll be what basically determines your recruiting pitch, which teams will want to chase after you. They show you here the screen. Basically, you can just pick where you want to go, and it'll tell you if you go to South Carolina, you will be the starter. So you know right off the bat where you're going to be, how big your battle is, how much you have to fight. And then again, like we saw with the Dynasty blog, they have these social media type graphics, great to put out and share. And then each week you have to manage your time, and you have two main activities: practice, which is where you earn your coach trust, climb up that depth chart, and the second is the weekly agenda, which is the off the field stuff. And it sounds like there's some interesting ones in here. Here's kind of the week hub: upgrade the player, practice, top stories, weekly agenda, play the game. Practice, of course, plays a role. You get to do that through mini games. So they are back. I don't know if you can play them from the main menu. I kind of think maybe you can, since we did see that training option on the main menu when we saw that preview a couple shows ago. Pass skeleton, option attack, pass skeleton outmanned. Now we have team mini games and skill mini games. And if you don't want to play it, you can simulate it. You get the results, how you go up. Talk about putting the student in student athlete, and you have to focus on different areas. Academics is an interesting one. You do have to allocate time for studying. Otherwise, if your grades get too low, you will be academically ineligible.
And I didn't come here to play school.
That tweet got a lot of mileage, and it will tell you if your GPA is not high enough, you don't get a game that week.
You dummy.
Of course, what's funny is GPA, at least locally, I don't know how it is everywhere, usually that's calculated at the end of the semester. So it's one of those, like, say if you're a senior or a junior and you know you're not going to, you know, be around next year, you'll go to class in the fall, but you'll skip the spring because you don't care at that point. There's reasons to want to have a high GPA, which I think is smart. Mental abilities and weekly coach trust bonus. So you will want to do school time, even though it may not sound the most fun. It talks about leadership as another thing you can do. So basically, it seems like you really got to balance those points each week to kind of keep all these categories balanced. You know, you have to manage academics, leadership, and health, training, your brand.
That's what you're going to focus on all the time.
Well, I'd probably fail. There is wear and tear here in Road to Glory, which I think we all expected. They bring that in. So obviously, if you're a quarterback, you'll want to be smart. You won't want to get beat up because you won't be playing after that. So that's pretty smart to bring that over. Training, in-game goals, get you XP, you move up. Here's the one that a lot of people talked about, that this is their version of NIL in Road to Glory and in the game, is brand. It's not a straight up, you know, necessarily payment model, which is probably best actually. But it sounds like the more you're on TV, what I gathered from Lisa on Dynasty, so I'm assuming it's the same here, like the more you're on TV, That's more to grow your brand, get you more followers in this mode. So I think that's one of the better your team does, the better off you'll be as well, if I understand that. As a brand grows, you will unlock NIL deal slots and those opportunities, which I think is kind of interesting. You will get F off-field NIL opportunities, which can enhance your brand and benefits, which we'll talk about later. I believe one example they talk about is you can do it for like cryotherapy. So like you heal faster or better or something as a result if that's your NIL deal, which I think is kind of funny. Scenarios and dilemmas. This is where it gets interesting. I've seen a couple screenshots going around social media today. Some will present actual conflicts, such as being asked to attend an off-campus party.
Is there booze there?
There's one of the a screenshot that went around today was that said the freshmen have to drive around the seniors. So
Ah.
the joke was that the game has hazing in it. I don't know if that's quite hazing, but I get where they're going with the young guys have to cater to the older players.
Carry the
Paddle.
guy yeah the guy that gets the Road to Glory guy hurts his arm by carrying around the bags of the seniors.
That's pretty tame, but yeah, that here more, more options come in via text and you're picking what you want to do. Like for example, this one here, your defensive tackle hits you up, says, do you want to drive together to our morning government class this week? Gotta love these 8:30 a.m. lectures. You can sleep in and skip class, which is a risk, or agree to drive together. And I believe if you pick to sleep in, it worked out because you got
Oh.
extra rest. Your back and rib wear and tear have improved by three. So
That's interesting how skipping class benefits you, but
I'm going to guess there's times when you skip it, it will not, but you don't
yeah.
know. So that is kind of funny. Here's one, the aggrandizer. Well, she'll come back later and say, I got alerted you missed your 8:30 government class. You also
How does
missed your
she
pop
have my
quiz.
phone number?
This dude must just give out his number to any and every. But as a result, then his GPA did go down
Wah,
because of
wah.
missing that one pop quiz. As we mentioned, NIL deals. It talks about the rewards for gameplay bonuses and off-field bonuses. Need to consider the energy cost and rewards. Here's the one. One example is a physical therapy center. You could be in a commercial shoot. While you won't physically pose with the camera this year in Road to Glory, the deal will cost you two energy. In return, they will give you free physical therapy sessions, which give you immediate wear and tear recovery and improve your health. So that's kind of funny. I wonder what other ones they have there. Here's an example from Chef's Sporting Goods. Talking about if you want to take the deal or decline the deal, we don't get to see the. I guess it tells you here 2 weeks, one energy per week, and you get 500 plus followers. So that helps your influencer aspects. Coach trust and position battles. That's pretty similar, I believe, at least the concept to what we had in the past. Not only are you going to earn coach trust, but your teammates will earn coach trust based on their performance and actions each week. You can see where you stand on the depth chart. Here's a couple screenshots. You activate a position battle against the number one quarterback. And it looks like you do if I'm understanding this, a best of three on the mini games.
Yep.
Then as a result, and then it looks like maybe you win that spot. Yeah, imagine two out of three position specific mini games. If you lose, you need to climb back up the ladder over the next few weeks. If you win, it gives you a bump in coach trust and boosts you on the depth chart. It does say the computer teammates are also buying for that same coach trust. So they may also initiate a position battle against you. So I think that's pretty neat. The other computer players aren't just speed bumps. It sounds like they're also hopefully a little bit competitive. More ways here about getting XP, gameplay and training. There's no off-season progression, which I think it makes sense, but that's a little bit different than say Dynasty, for example. You progress through skill groups, and we talked about that again. That was on the Dynasty show. When you want to upgrade something, there's a range of categories that you can go in and improve. There's also caps on it.
Oh my God.
That's your. I can't believe your player model got in the game already.
I'm talking about the name.
The name's brilliant too. That one, I understood the joke right away, Jeremy. But this is very similar to that Dynasty screen we saw, I believe, Quinshon Judkins, where you could go in and pick, what you want to upgrade and where it gives impacts to over here. Different.
I didn't realize Tinder was in the game.
Well, that's what that phone's for. What do you think is on that phone? Mental and physical abilities. This again, like we've seen with Dynasty. Talks about if you want to move up tiers, for example, on the field general, if you want to get to silver, you need to throw for 20 touchdowns in a season. So basically, the more you meet certain goals, you can progress, which is not a huge surprise there. Another look at your
Percy's
boy.
a fan favorite.
Why wouldn't he be?
All right.
On the other hand, physical abilities can be upgraded with skill points if you meet the requirements. I'm kind of interested just to see all these things like written out and detailed out. Like I understand it, but there's only so many times I can read a blog before I'm like, just let me see it. And then you get to game day. Visually, it looks really good. I don't know if you've seen these screenshots yet. Just looks really sharp, and there's different camera angles. It sounds like when you're in the zoomed in camera, you can press R2, and I believe it's supposed to be right trigger to open the coach cam and move the left stick to pan the camera side to side. If you want a different view, you can back the camera pressing down on the D-pad. But I would say that South Carolina, and that looks really good. I mean, that stadium, that looks real lifelike. The manager wear and tear, we kind of have talked about that. They mentioned specifically, do you miss a block to save your body? Do you think twice about scrambling on second down? Do you run out of bounds on a big play? And here's a look again, another look. This I've seen all people online take a picture of this screenshot of Auburn on the field to a real life picture, and like it's really good. Just the angle, like there's a good example, a good of screenshot from a CBS broadcast like this with the camera on the wire behind, and it looks really good. Now on this screenshot, you know, you can see their name. He's a little small. Maybe it won't be that way on the TV. You got all their injuries as well, their wear and tear showing up. And if you have too much damage, the coach may pull you, which I think is interesting. There is Super Sim. We get a picture of that. He's a little banged up. I'm glad his feet are okay, though. I'm glad about that. It's just everything else is a mess.
get the guy a body cast.
He's getting him in bubble wrap.
Man.
Play calling, this is interesting. Within gameplay, you initially have access to limited play calling. You will only see the one play that the coach has called for you. If you increase your coach trust, then you can change the play. By pressing triangle or Y during the play call, you can get two more play calls to choose from. You can only do that so many times, though. You can't just do it every single time. Maybe there's an ability later on, but it sounds like you got to earn it. So it's going to take some time. Once you get to the line of scrimmage, you don't have the ability to change play via audibles, but you can make pre-snap adjustments and you can go no huddle. The transfer portal is in the game. That's something I think we knew. Early on, they kind of mentioned that I think on some of those early previews, you can transfer every year if you want. So that should keep it really interesting because if you go win a title at one place or have an maybe the opposite of a poor season, you can just go somewhere else.
Or they bring in some young hotshot.
Yeah. Or if maybe you started a small school and have a good season, then you can move up. Here they have him. He was at mid, I believe, was at Middle Tennessee on that first one. And now he will be the starter at Florida. They show Western Kentucky gets into a Middle Tennessee, get into a bowl game, and he was a freshman All-American during his 1 year there. And you get to the end of your career, and remember, you can play 5 years. The redshirt rule is in if you don't play more than four games, so you could play four and a half seasons basically. But at the end of it, you decide if you want to retire from college football or export your player to Madden.
Yeah, that's gonna be one of those common things with your underdogs is you're gonna probably not start right away. And you know, you wonder how you progress, you know, if you don't get on the field too much. You know, it's a good decision to, put that in your back pocket to buy yourself 4 more years of school by, okay, well, I'm not on the field after game five, you know, even if I play. You know, what is it? Is it 4 games still? That the rule still? Yeah. So, I mean, you could even play a couple of games, but if you're not making headway as an underdog to that guy ahead of you, then, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to still progress in practice, even though, I mean, you know, there's going to be some people that want to jump in right away as a five star and play right away. You know, there's going to be those that look for the realism and really want to try to grind to earn the spot. That's kind of the beauty of what this is. This is a replayability. If you want to test out the waters and just fly through it as a hot shot and be Ohio State's best player ever, you know, you can do that. And then maybe come back as an underdog and make it a little more challenging for yourself and make it a little more realistic. Maybe you realized, you know, and this is kind of real life. You realize you chose the wrong school. There's too many people now that are ahead of me. Like you said before, they're not speed bumps now. They can progress and they're progressing better than me. So now I need to find a better avenue to get myself to be able to at least be a starter by the time maybe I'm a junior.
With that's the Road to Glory deep dive. I said deep Road to Glory is a mode I always liked, but I always found myself more into Dynasty. But I'm going to try to give this a whirl this year and try to at least. You know, they mentioned it takes 10 to 20 hours is what the guess is. I suppose if you pick that elite, you can probably fly through in about 10 hours, which really isn't that long a time. That's what, a couple evenings, depending if you work during the day, you could probably knock that out in just a couple evenings. But if you want to do that grind, you know, that could take you a couple weeks if you only play a little bit each day. So I think I might try an elite just to try it out, see how I like it.
Yeah, I don't know. I might I don't know. I might do underdog. I don't know. Yeah, I might like what I just said. Maybe I'll do that elite, then come back. Because like before, I would play it, but yeah, not come back to it. And yeah, now there's kind of a few more reasons to come back to it. So maybe I don't know. I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but maybe just to get the full experience of just everything at once, maybe be that guy that just tries to stay with that school and be that school's best player ever. But then be a school hopper, like some of these players, like your Luke McCaffreys or something like that, hop around schools and see what they got to offer. There's a lot of flexibility, and this is just the base. I mean,
They say it's just the foundation.
and then plus, after you're done, put that guy up into Madden and play that mode there, and it'll be real fun to go from, especially underdog to a pro. I mean, hell, that's a YouTube creator's wet dream right there for a story,
Yeah, I said, yeah, it is. It really screams to me like that was really a big focus when they made this. Like they thought about the YouTubers and their stories. And I'll be honest with you, I don't watch a ton of the YouTuber story stuff. I do like tips, tricks, gameplay stuff, but I might have to check out some of these, especially in, if I don't do an underdog at the start, I realize it's just too much time for me and takes away from Dynasty. Maybe I'll go watch somebody's instead. One thing that's to tie back to a previous story, and it kind of ties in. Drew did mention that while the coaches have a lot of face options you can pick from, the player faces are pretty limited. And he guessed why, and I feel like his guess is probably accurate. I believe it's, don't quote me, I believe he said only about 30 faces to pick from. And he guessed that was because the faces have to tie in with Madden. So it's probably whatever pool of 30 faces that Madden and the college football team agreed on, will port over and play nicely with each other. He thought it was kind of interesting that the coaches have way more options than your created player. But I understand why, especially with his guess, I think makes a lot of sense
Because they can grow a beard.
for that too. And we do know a team builder is the next deep dive. We don't know when that's coming. You got to think if it's not Monday, it's probably just be sometime next week. So I don't know when we'll be back, JB. The next show, if we're back before launch or if we'll be on the other side when the game comes out and the next show comes out.
Yeah, it would be
We might finally be there after 11 years, after 3 years of podcast, JB. We might finally have a game in our hands to
As
actually
long
talk about.
as long as Sam Keller stays the hell home,
And Ed O'Bannon stays away.
and
And
we,
the
you know,
lawyers.
we it will be able to do, we'll do some live streaming with the old PS5. Maybe do a little battle there. Of course, we've got the Gaming Tailgate Online Dynasty, which, is going to be interesting to see how that shakes out too. So, again, a lot of fun stuff coming up with the post launch.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, we had 3 years of shows that were almost all speculation or guesses or news recaps. And now, like, we can completely change it and we have ideas. And I've got some things I haven't told you and Tommy about yet.
Oh,
Some different things we're going to do
well
that,
now.
the show would completely, by the maybe next show or 2 shows, it's going to be a completely different show because now we can say, how do we do this in the game? How do we defeat this in the game? How do we run this in the game? How do we overcome this glitch in the game? It completely changes basically what the show will be about, which if people didn't like the show, we have an opportunity to fix that. And if people like the show, well, God bless you. But obviously, you're going to go on a ride here in a little bit. So with that, we'll wrap up this show. Hopefully, Tommy back soon. We'll get Quizzy on to talk some gameplay with us. He's gonna have to be the guy to save our bacon. We'll ask him how to counter some of this stuff, how to use the covered shells. That's what I'm expecting. Gonna need to walk through a little bit. So with that, we'll wrap up the show. I'm CDJ for JB. Everyone, thank you for listening and watching to this edition of the Gaming Tailgate Podcast. Enjoy the game.